right. My name is Paul, and I'm here with Devin. Say hi, Devin. And this is going to be our first try at a little segment I'm going to call Bug Out Bag, where we're going to run through everybody's favorite hypothetical situation, the zombie apocalypse, and go through your plans, what you're going to do to survive, what you've put in your bug out bag, and just kind of run through this. And we're going to break it up into segments, and it's going to be kind of a timeline when...
You can call it like your doomer bag. Because, I mean, I guess that's, like, essentially what it is, being a doomer.
Is that what... Like, see, I've always heard...
Preparing for the apocalypse.
I've always heard it called, like, the bug-out bag.
Heard of it as doomers. Like, doomers are the people that prepare for the apocalypse or whatever.
Really? I never heard that before.
You never heard that term?
I never heard the term doomers or doomer bag.
There used to actually been... I don't know. There still might be. But there was a show on television just about doomers. Like, there was, like, that hoarder show.
Yeah, but wasn't it... I think it was called... Wasn't it, like, Doomsday Preppers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the term for the people that would...
Was called...
For short, they would, you know, doomers.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I never watched it because every time, like, I would flip by that show, the kind of people that were on it or the things that they were scared of...
I know, it's really... It's kind of like pot, to where, like, you're kind of ashamed... of people that's associated with it, but it's not necessarily a bad thing, you know?
Well,
it's not, like, the worst idea.
Like, some of the things that those people are afraid of, you're like, really? Like, that's what you think is going to happen?
Right, like, some of them are, like, really all about, like, buying, like, the most, like, the best weapons for, like, you know, for a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah,
like, you know... Why don't you prepare for just the lights going out for about a week?
You know? Yeah, like buy some candles. Right. You don't need to buy assault weapons. Well, I mean, we're about to get ridiculous here anyway. So let's just jump into it. And I'll set actually the parameters for this, so we kind of are on the same page. So we're going to do a zombie apocalypse, and we're going to do the type of zombies we're going to do are what I call the magic zombies. So these aren't your 28 days later zombies that are just people. That are infected. These are straight up magic. They could be half a torso and still moving around.
Right.
Because if it's your 28 days later.
So it's like Walking Dead zombies.
Yeah, sure. And I personally like me some fast zombies.
Yeah.
So it's still, these are still.
I think there should be both. Because, I mean, like mechanically, there could be a fast zombie. But if your legs are all fucked up and eaten up, like you had, like you got bit, and the zombies ate your legs for a while, you're not going to be a fast zombie.
Sure. So that's actually going to get right into what I was about to go. Is that there's actually going to be two tiers, and you're going to get the fresher zombies, which are going to be your faster ones.
Exactly.
And the more time they've been rotting, the slower they're getting.
Right.
And in your case, if the zombies have eaten their legs or something, or their lower half, like obviously they're not going to be quick.
Right.
These are the kind of... Because if it's just a person who's infected, if you're just a torso, like, that person isn't surviving. You know what I mean? No matter what it is, if they have, like, the rage from 28 days later, they're not going to survive. They'll bleed to death or something.
Right.
But these things aren't going to bleed to death. They're just going to keep coming.
Right. They're just immortal.
And the other stipulation is that everybody is infected. So everybody is turning. And the reason that is...
If you die, you turn.
Yes, if you die, you turn. And the reason that is I want to make this, that this is the apocalypse. Like, there is no recovering from this. Okay. That this is it. If there is a hope or the opportunity for humanity to pull themselves out of this depth and restore some sort of order...
They got to kill them all and find a cure.
Or that time is way past your lifetime. You will not see that day.
Oh, you will never see
that. You're not going to see that day. So that's not even an option. You can't say that I'm going to go to the, like... The new America in Montana, because that doesn't exist.
So there's no safe havens.
There's no safe havens. Like I said, if it ever happens, you're never going to see it.
Okay.
So those are the parameters. You got any questions about your zombies? Oh, these zombies, you got to shoot them in the head.
Okay.
That's your catalyst for it, and just like anything else, like The Walking Dead or Dawn of the Dead or any...
Okay, so how about, like, the World War Z zombies?
Sure.
From the book, not the movie?
Yeah.
To where they can actually survive underwater. Like, there were actually zombies on the beach and shit.
Sure.
Like, in the water.
Sure.
Like, you couldn't even go in the water because there's probably a zombie down there.
Sure, I'm okay with that.
Alright.
I mean, but you still have to fight by physics. Like, they might float.
Right.
but they're there and they're out there. And once again, this is just a catalyst for what's going bad. So we also have other people out there trying to survive, both right. good and bad. So let's start off. Let's go through your current living situation, so we can kind of get a scope of where you are.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Like, do you have a roommate?
Yes.
Okay. One, two.
One.
Okay. What is your vehicle situation?
I've got a car that used to be badass, but it's got over 250,000 miles on it, so it's kind of nickel and dime. I mean, it's kind of slowly becoming a beater.
So you have a car, and it's not a 4x4. Like, you're not taking this thing off road.
No, it's like more like a ricer.
Okay. So, but you do have a car, you do have a roommate, and you do have a job. So we're gonna start this apocalypse here, the zombie outbreak. We're gonna start it out on a Tuesday at 4 p.m.
Okay.
So it's the middle of the day. And this is when shit starts going bad. When people realize stuff is going bad.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna give you an opportunity here to prepare. A doomer bag, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
a doomer bag or a bug.
So everything is exactly the way it is now.
Yes.
Okay.
We're clear on that. And I'm gonna give you an opportunity to prepare. Like, you've already prepared a doomer bag. So what's in that bag?
I actually already have a doomer bag.
Do you have one? This is fantastic. Thank God. All right. Perfect. All right. Like, so give me a rundown. What's in this bag? Wait. Before you go. Before you tell me what's in it, why did you prepare a doomer bag?
Because who knows, man? Shit might happen. I mean, it's like the simplest form.
Is this a zombie-specific doomer bag?
No,
or is this like... Is this like nuclear war, like disaster, earthquake doomer bag? Or is this like... What was your motivation? Did you like see like the tsunami in Indonesia? Like, oh, man.
Motivation was my best friend... she lives in New York,
mm-hmm.
and she was telling me about the time that I don't remember what caused it. It might have been like those rolling blackouts or brownouts or whatever the fuck. But mm-hmm. there was a time where New York had no lights.
Oh, yeah.
That long ago, for a couple of days.
Yeah,
she was telling me about what a traumatic experience that was.
Sure.
So I was like, oh shit, that could so easily happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just for any reason, you know, just like, what if the fucking lights go out for like a week or two?
Okay.
People are going to go start going fucking nuts, you know?
So this is your doomer bag is based on what if the lights go out?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you could use it in multiple different, but that was the inspiration.
Okay. So.
Because that's like, that can easily happen. But I mean, you could use it for anything.
So now that you already have one, what's in it right now?
I'm not going to lie.
Is this just like a JanSport backpack with like a knife and a candle in it?
No, it's a duffel bag.
It's a duffel bag, okay.
Like it's probably most of the length of your body is how big it is.
Well, I'm pretty tall. I'm 6'4".
Well, so most of the length of my body.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1", 6'2".
That's a big duffel bag. Yeah. So it's heavy. It's a lot of weight to carry around.
Yeah.
So what's in it?
I have like water filtration shit, like those tablets or whatever.
What do
you call it? Iodine tablets.
Yeah. You put in the water and it
purifies. I also have a couple of those water bottles that are full of like charcoal and a bunch of shit. Like, you can pour. It looks like a Gatorade bottle, or like one that would come with your bike.
Mm-hmm.
But you just pour whatever water in there and it filters it for you.
Gotcha.
So you have like a bottle full of water.
Okay.
I've got one of those. I've got a campfire kit, mm-hmm. so you can build a, you know, fire or whatever. I've got a bunch of those. Have you ever seen those ropes, like those sandbox ropes?
Or whatever, no.
For guys that have been to war, like veterans that have been to war in Afghanistan or Iraq.
I have no idea, so please tell me what this is.
They're made out of, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like 550 cord or something.
Okay.
So all you got to do is like untie this bracelet, and it becomes like. Maybe like 10 feet of rope, of nylon rope.
But it's condensed down into something the size
until it's condensed down into something you can wear on your wrist.
Okay, that's pretty cool. All right, so you got a rope option.
Yeah, so I have a couple of those. I have a machete.
Okay.
For, I don't know, whatever shit you would need a machete for.
It's multi-purpose.
Multi-purpose machete. A Smith & Wesson machete is actually pretty nice.
Okay.
It's and the wrap, the core, or the handle.
Mm-hmm.
Is wrapped with more 550 cord.
Oh, so you have even more rope.
Yes, yeah, so okay. That's even more rope. What else is in there? Should I talk about weapons?
Sure. Yeah, if it's in there, tell me about it.
I mean, how specific do I have to get, though?
It's as specific as you want to get.
Okay, I have a pistol.
Okay.
I have an assault rifle.
Okay.
I have a semi-auto shotgun.
Okay. Do you have ammunition for all of this?
I have a lot of ammunition.
Like, how much is a lot of ammunition?
Oh, I don't know. There were, are you
like hundreds of rounds, thousands of rounds? I don't know. Anything about guns. So hundreds of rounds.
Hundreds, but not thousands.
You say you have a pistol of some sort?
Yeah.
Like how many, if you had to guess, how many rounds of pistol ammunition is it?
See, they come in boxes of 50. I would say 500 rounds.
Okay. This is still hilarious if this became, I'm afraid of the lights going out, so I need hella guns.
But
whatever. We'll keep going.
Well, I mean, you buy one gun, you start reading about them, you kind of get into it.
Okay.
It's like, oh, I need one of those. Oh, it'd be kind of cool to have one of those. Yeah.
So,
and I was actually practicing target shooting. I was actually into target shooting for a little while.
Okay, so you've actually, that was my next question, is you've shot these before?
Yeah.
So, and you're not a noob to firing a weapon?
No.
Okay, so you know what you're doing?
I mean, I'm not fucking...
You have no military experience or training?
No.
But you've fired it before?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Well, I mean, we used to go shooting every weekend, so I've not just, like, I fired it before, I've actually...
No, I
practice with it.
That's fine. I get that. But there is a difference between I served in the Marines for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been shooting.
I'm not going to be descending from any trees to choke people.
Yeah, yeah. Those are two different things.
And you've never I'm not Rambo, but...
Have you shot anything living with them?
No.
Okay. The next is the ammunition.
Wait, does a cactus count?
No, that doesn't count. I mean, it technically is living, but it doesn't have a face. It doesn't count. Are these weapons have common ammunition? Are they like...
Yeah, that was actually the point of buying the guns. One of the larger points of buying the guns that I have is like...
Great.
If shit goes bad, like, I don't want to have like a fucking... like a P90, you know what I mean?
Yeah, with a really specific ammo type
that you're not going to find anywhere.
Yeah. So these are so that's really common ammo. Okay. So far we have a bunch of different kind of like a cord or string, a machete, water solutions. I'm just going to group that together. Weapons.
I actually have a lot of water stored in my house too.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
And so what is that it? What else is in there?
Shit. What else is in there?
Now I understand why this bag is so big, and it sounds really heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. I have what else do I have in there?
Has it been a while since you've looked in that bag?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. I feel like a bug out bag is something you need to, it's like a fire extinguisher, like you should check it every so often.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it to be like the fire to come and then you spray it and it's a dud. Like you should probably go and like check the guns, make sure rats haven't eaten into your water system or whatever it is.
Yeah. I've got a bunch of stuff for maintaining the guns in there.
Okay, yeah.
I've got, what else do I have? What else do I have?
Do you have anything as far as like clothing solutions? Like, hey, I've got a pair of like heavy duty boots and like, I don't know, some like a thermal jacket in this in case it gets really cold or.
No.
What do you have for, is your only fire or light solution the fire, the campfire kit? Do you have any flashlights?
Oh, yeah. I've got those, oh, fuck, yeah. I've got those, one of those radios, hand crank radio.
Okay.
I've got two hand crank flashlights. I didn't see the point of putting batteries in there because, you know, batteries go bad.
They do, but the thing is they're easy to carry. Like, the hand crank, I imagine that's pretty big. So if you ever, like, once again, in a pinch, if you're like, shit.
No, it's actually pretty small.
Is it really?
Yeah.
But is it smaller than, like, a battery? Like, I have an LED flashlight that's small. You know what I mean? Like, if you have to, like, oh my god, the zombies or the crazy people are coming into my car right now, I need to jump out this other side, I'm grabbing my tiny flashlight versus I'm grabbing this hand crank.
Right. Gotcha.
But there is a benefit from portability.
Right. Definitely.
So you do have lights. Okay. Do you have, like, what are they called? MREs, those like military rations. Mm-hmm. Do you have any kind of food in there?
But I did. I did. No, there's, like, you know what? There's actually websites. There's actually websites where you can buy kind of like a bug out bag.
But oh, for sure.
Full of like MREs or like dried food.
No doubt, but like what?
I don't have any of that.
You don't have any food in your bag?
But it was definitely on the list before I don't know, something happened, like my car broke down. I couldn't afford it.
So would you, or are you just throwing in, like, all right, hypothetically, let's give you the chance to put something in there. Are you putting in like those military rations, or are you just throwing in like a box of Clif Bars you bought at Costco?
Probably the military, the MREs.
Okay.
Like food that's specifically for that's going to last a while.
Clif Bars are pretty good. I've read the packaging on those.
Too many carbs.
I don't think that's going to be your issue in this situation.
You'd be fucking jacked in the apocalypse.
I don't think you, but the thing is, like, you don't want to, you're not going to be able to maintain that body mass. Like, everybody's going to be looking real gaunt and skinny.
I'm snapping zombie necks every day. I'm going to be pretty dope. Pretty ripped.
Well, let's get to that point. So, you got your bag, your weapon fill bag, things are bad. Now you're bugging out of your place. Are you taking your roommate with you?
Yes.
Okay.
I couldn't leave her.
Okay.
Ideally, probably not the best idea to take her.
But you, like something inside you would say, like, I couldn't.
You know what? I would take her because she works in a hospital. She's learning to be a nurse. She has valuable skills in the
Okay, so groups. beyond you feeling bad that you left her behind, she could be useful.
Yeah, she could be useful. Okay. She has medical
skills. But your first instinct was, I can't leave her behind.
Right.
Was something deep inside of you, something in your heart that said, I can't just leave her.
That'd be too fucked up.
Okay. That's good. That's a good quality. So both of you jump in your car.
Right.
And you're driving. So first off, where are you going?
To my mom's house.
Okay. All right. That's really important. So how far is your mother's place from where you are now?
Maybe, what would you say, like 30 miles? 30.
Really?
That's 20, 30 miles.
It's pretty far, man. Well, you, just for frame of reference, your mother lives on the other side of the city.
My mom lives on the other side of one of, you know, of the biggest cities in America.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, you have to go through the city to get here.
That's
true. That's this is where things start getting really hairy.
Right.
Because at this point, like, you're not the first one to realize, like, I need to get out of here. Everybody's trying to get out of here. You have to get through some really, really busy streets now. Like, but that's what you're doing. You're going to get your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think your chances of surviving that, though?
My chances of surviving?
Yeah, like, because you have to go really far in a really bad situation through traffic. Like, there's no easy way. She lives in absolutely, like, actually the worst area you could possibly live in. For where you are, the worst place you could possibly live in.
That's true. You're right. I'd go.
You'd go?
Yeah.
What would you give your chance of surviving that trip?
Me personally?
No, we've already established it's you and Chie together. So you gotta factor in the good and the bad of having her together in your whoopty, in your whip. Because you gotta remember, too, like, on this way there are people panicking. There's zombies in the streets.
Do I have cell phone service?
I mean, we'll give you cell phone service for the first day.
Day?
Yeah, the first day before it goes bad. That's probably, I think it'll probably stay up longer. But just for sake of this conversation, we'll give it to you for a day. It's a good question, though.
I wouldn't take my car then. I'd try to stealth my way over there. So I mean, might take me a week to get to my mom, but I'm going to call her and say, "Don't fucking move," you know.
So that's another thing, though. So do you think your mom? Does your mother live alone?
No, she lives. I say my mother's house, but it's my family's house.
Okay, so but there's more than it's not just her alone.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a sister or a brother.
My sister, my brother-in-law.
Okay. So there are other people here. It's not like your mom living alone somewhere. Right. Okay. Do you think they're gonna make it a week? First off, okay. So now, once again, you've already committed to taking your roommate. You've already committed to taking her.
Right.
You're not gonna take the car. You've got to carry this giant heavy bag that you've got, plus whatever she's bringing. Even if she's not like prepared, she's still bringing a backpack or something. Yeah. So you're bringing stuff, and you're going to make it across. This city is really big.
I mean, if you split the contents of the bag between two people, it's not really that bad.
But she's not as big as you are. You're a pretty big, really muscular dude. She's not nearly as physically strong as you are. And once again, like, you're not walking on the block. You're going you know what? Really far.
I need some first aid shit in that bag. That's what I need.
I think what we're finding out here is like is weaknesses in your current like Doomer bag.
Right.
Like the weaknesses what you've neglected to put in there.
Right.
Are you committing? So you're not driving.
No.
You're walking.
I think it would my chances of survival would be much better if I try to stealth my way over there.
Well, wait, how are you going to stealth your way over there? Because once again, like, you still live in a city.
Yeah.
It's not New York.
I mean,
you live in Arizona.
You look around, see if the coast is clear, and you try to make it as far as you can. You know, it's like, I got to make it to the grocery store across the street. Okay, look around and say if I can make it to the auto zone across the street, on the other side of the street.
I think that's more dangerous. Because at this point, it's a really you think that you're going to look around and not see people about. Like, there are going to be people everywhere, especially in the first couple days, the first week.
Right.
There are going to be people and zombies, because there are people fucking everywhere. It's going to be fucking madness.
Right.
Like, at least in your car, there is at least a buffer.
Right.
You know? And you can look down, you could start turning down a street and say, this is bad, and turn around and potentially go somewhere else.
That's true.
But if you want to commit to the walk, that's fine.
You know what? Now that you say it that way, maybe it is better to just try to get there as quickly as possible.
I think the more time you put between things, the more likely it is that you or Chie's not going to make it, or your family's not going to make it either.
Right. That's true.
Because the other thing, too, is like there's a potential danger of they might have an opportunity to get away, but now they're stuck here waiting in their place.
That's true. That's kind of fucked up.
For a week, you know? Yeah. The other thing is like they might actually have a good way out.
Yeah.
During that week, but now they're stuck there waiting for you to show up. Yeah. Now you're putting them in danger.
So maybe it is. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it is better to get out.
I think it's better to. I think as soon as you know the stuff's bad. Well, it's too late. You got what you got now.
Okay.
So, I mean, can you go around the valley?
Yeah, I mean,
because we're going from the west side. I'm not gonna give your address, but we're going from the southeast side of the valley in Arizona,
Chandler to Glendale.
Yeah. And, like, the quickest way is through the city. And that is crazy. Like, you're going right through the middle
of it. Actually, I think I know of a route that's pretty obscure that would work pretty well. I mean, if you take Riggs Road down, like, through the reservation or whatever, and then, you know, you take it up to 51st Avenue. Once you get to 51st Avenue, like, you start getting down to around... like baseline or something like that, that's probably where you start getting into some real civilization where you'll start getting into some shit. But at least it's not the whole way going through a shit. So like that cuts half the trip right there. Like half my risk right there because I'm not...
Because you're not exposed?
I'm not exposed to as many people.
Okay.
Because I went through the reservation as opposed to going straight through the city.
Okay. So I'll give you this. I'll give you that you, Chie, your roommate, you make it to your family's house.
Right.
So now it's... your mother, your sister, your brother-in-law, your roommate, and yourself. So there's five of you.
Right.
So now what do the five of you do?
I mean, what the fuck can you do?
I don't, like, so, what's your plan? Are you staying in the valley? Are you going to try to bug out to somewhere else? Are you going to try to hold up in the neighborhood? I mean, now you have the power of numbers.
Considering that none of us have any, like, homesteading skills or any way to, like, you know, hold up in the wilderness or anything like that, we're going to have to scavenge and forage, like, you know, to eat.
So, no one really knows
how to hunt.
So, I mean, that's smart, because I think a lot of people in these situations, they'll get to the point where, like, I'm just going to go out to the woods, and I'm like, dude, you work IT. Like, you're not going to make it out there in the woods. Like, I've seen you try to, like... try to run down to the grocery store, like, you're not going to catch anything. Like, you're not going to be able to hunt, you're not going to be fish. Right. So, like, recognize that, like, hey, I'm not a wilderness dude.
Right.
I think a lot of people are going to make that mistake. It's like, I need to go to the wilderness, and they're all going to die because they don't know what the hell they're doing out there.
Right. Exactly.
So, all right.
That, and you figure, like, if everybody's turning into zombies... there's probably still a lot of food around still.
That's very true.
If zombies don't eat food.
Yeah, they're not eating food.
Yeah, I can just grab some, you know, run down the store. And
so are you gonna try to hold up in at your family's place? Or are you going to try to find maybe like another... because once again, people would be dead.
Find a better place to hold it.
Are you going to try to move towards the more... Because that's, like, what avenue are we at? We are, like, 57th or 60th at 7...
59th Avenue.
Okay, that's still pretty... That's pretty urban. Yeah. Like, are you going to try to move out maybe a little further out to the outskirts? Or are you going to stay there? Because, like, the pros and cons of that is you have a lot of resources that could be available to you if you could survive to get them.
Mm-hmm.
You move further out, you risk moving, but you eliminate the risk of, like, zombies busting down your door. Because that area is so populated. Like, how do you stop just, like, a horde just from just busting down that door? Because remember, this is early. These are fast zombies.
Be quiet. I mean, don't... I mean, if you can, don't be detected, of course.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think ideal for what I would do... I'm not a fucking, you know, woodsman or whatever. I'm not a, you know, I don't know how to do any of that shit. So I would think, like, on top of finding food, you're trying to find the most easily defensible place.
Yeah.
And probably on the outskirts of
of
town.
So you're hoping to find a home on the outskirts of town that
the owner... A home, a business.
Something, some sort of building where either... The owners or occupants are dead or zombied. So,
or you make them dead.
So that's the other thing. So if you find somebody that happens to have a nice big, say, gated home or something, back up against something, are you running up in those people's houses?
Fuck yes.
You are? That's it?
I mean, it's the apocalypse.
Like, all right. So is it just you? Like, who else are you? Like, are you handing mom a gun? Like, listen, mom.
No, probably my brother-in-law.
Okay, so you two are.
No, he's kind of. Well, I guess it's better than Chia.
So you.
No, you know what? I'd probably take me. Him, even though he probably wouldn't be that much of an asset.
Okay.
He could at least be a decoy or like or something. And fuck, he'll probably hear this.
That's fine. Maybe that'll motivate him. He's going to get his own deep day or a bug out bag. He's going to go, I don't know, shooting. I don't know.
You know what? He might be a pretty good shot.
So this actually brings up...
And I'd probably take Chia for because you need a healer.
So are you literally bringing like the holy trinity of like RPGs to go raid a house? Like you got your DPS, your tank, and your
healer?
Try
to be as tactical as possible with this shit.
So... Okay, so you're raiding homes.
Although, what is she going to do if I get bit? Because that's most likely what's going to happen, right? Not shit.
Yeah.
Too much shit that she can do. Other.
I mean, it depends on where you get bit. Like, I guess if you get bit, she can try to take off your arm.
Right.
But now you're stumping it around the apocalypse.
You know what? You know what? I would keep her at home.
So, it's just you and your brother-in-law trying to run up in people's houses.
Right. If that's necessary.
All right, how about this? Are you the type of person... When you're driving along and you see a family or you see someone on the side of the road waving you down, stop, I need your help. Do you keep driving or do you pull over? Like, are you the type of person...
In the apocalypse?
Are you the type of person that's going to crew up with people? Like, hey, are you going to crew up with other people that can help you take these homes, these fortified positions?
No one I don't already know. Or...
But, like, that's just it. Like, I mean... You can't count on you can't pick up the yearbook and start calling people in the apocalypse. Like, it's just what's around. There's strangers on the side of the road. They're waving you down. Do you keep driving?
I guess it depends on what I have. You know? Like, if I have, like, a ton of food, a ton of weapons, a pretty, you know, a decent place, but although I'm looking for a better one, then, like, if I see, you know, a family on the side of the road or a dude... I was like, well, what's the most likely, you know, what's most likely here? Is he going to, like, this dude's probably going to want what I got, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I ain't got shit, then, yeah, let's crew up, you know what I mean? Let's, like, this can only improve my situation.
So, you're like, how willing you are to crew up is how desperate you are.
Right.
But you are willing to crew up. Like, if stuff is bad,
yeah,
we mobbing up.
Right.
We're getting guns together. Like, we can figure this stuff out later when we're stable. But we're getting together.
Right.
Whatever is around.
If that's necessary.
If that's necessary. Right. I feel like it would probably be necessary. Especially, like, if you're looking for a better position, and what you have with you is your family, and the way you described your family, you're not really willing to run up in people's houses with what you've got, and you've got to evict people from a better position,
mm-hmm.
I think you're going to need some people.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends... Because, I mean, part of that, you got to weigh in, like, what's the likelihood of we're going to take this place if there's people in there, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's a nice place, but you know what? It's probably not worth trying to go get it, you know?
The other thing, too, is if you're trying to take a place, are you killing these people? Because, like, they're not just going to leave and wait outside your gate. Like, okay, like, say you take it over. What do you do is, like, kick them out? So, like, good luck? Or do you have to, like, if you have to, if you say this is the perfect spot.
Yeah, you probably got to kill them.
You'd be willing to do that?
I mean, because if you tie them up, I mean, how long are you going to do that? You got to feed them. They're resource, you know, that's a waste of resources. If you, you probably have to kill them.
So, and you don't have any qualms about that? You're like...
Well, I probably would, but when, you know what I mean? If
you're admitting
die in the apocalypse.
You're admitting that, like, if this is what it comes down to, I'm willing to do this.
Well, it also depends on... Yes.
Okay. That's fair enough. I can respect that a lot.
It depends on the situation. If it's me by myself, and, you know, I'm not, like, you know, trying to do more for my family or whatever, probably not. I'm not, like, fuck it, you know? I'd probably, you know what? I don't want to live here anymore.
So that creates a really interesting, like, visual where, like, hey, mom, I found a real, like, you go to see your mom, I found this great place, we're going to move you there, and you're covered in the blood of this family that you murdered, like, splattered across your face. As you look at her, like, we got this, mom. How do you go to her and look at her with, like, covered in the blood of this slain family that you've, like, shot in their own home? Like, you've had to drag their bodies from this house and, you know, like, are you cleaning up the mess so your mom doesn't see it?
Right. I'd probably look for, like, what do they call those couples that, like, dual income, no children?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's like, what you're looking for. Making a lot of,
I'm probably looking for those.
You're trying to lower your guilt?
I'm not trying to shoot any kids.
You're trying to lower the guilt, like, I'll just kill two people, no kids.
Yeah.
They haven't done anything yet.
They got a high-rise condo. That's pretty easily defensible.
Okay. Well... So that's...
Is defensible a word?
I think it is.
Oh, it is?
If it is, it does... We've made it a word because we used it so much. Right. It flies on this in this context. So, and this is the issue. If you go out to the... As we point out, if you go out to the countryside, if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to die.
Right.
On the other side of that is, at metropolitan and city areas, eventually, with no power, no one running the infrastructure, that becomes a death trap. Like, disease, no one's running the sewage. No one's running the water. Like, these things need to be maintained. Right. It's not as big of an issue here in Arizona, but in New York, where, like, what you're walking on in New York is not the ground.
Right.
Like, there's many levels below that before you actually hit what is the earth.
Right.
Like, if you don't have people maintaining this and, you know, the streets are collapsing, the subways cave in, you know what I mean?
Right.
Here, you're not going to have that, but you're definitely going to have the issue where, like, sewage is backing up. So now, like, the idea of, like, disease... It's going to start to run away a bit. Like, if you don't maintain a metropolitan infrastructure, it becomes untenable. Like, you can't live there.
Hmm.
So, let's assume that you've now survived to this point, and now you're forced to leave. Because you can't stay there. People are dying around you. They're clearly getting sick.
Okay.
Where do you go now? And now, at this point, it'll probably take some time to get to that point. So, I'm not a city engineer, so I don't know. So, I'm just going to make up a time period. Let's say you have somehow managed to survive 8 months. I think it's a good time.
Right?
That's a long time. You still have 8 months in this zombie apocalypse. So, now the hysteria is died down a bit. There are hella zombies out there because you're still in the metropolitan area of Phoenix, which is a huge area. So, there's still hella zombies.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are left are the ones that liked you, that have done what they've had to do to survive.
Right.
And now you gotta leave because things are getting... It's unhealthy.
Right.
If the zombies aren't gonna get you, bacteria is.
Well, fuck. I don't know where to go.
You have no pack-up plan?
No.
Really?
I don't...
Just pick a direction. Like, well, because, like, to the west, you have the desert out in... between us and California.
Right.
If you go north, you have... There's, like, wilderness.
Right.
So, you could try to go north. I don't... What's south? Like, Mexico?
Yeah.
There's more desert, basically, right?
Right.
So, I mean, those are your options, right? I mean, it sounds like you only have one option.
I don't know where I go.
But you've lived in North Phoenix, right? Or north... you've lived up north, I should say, right?
Yeah.
In the wilderness area, so... You probably know that better than I do, because I've never actually lived up there. But I do know, like, there's trees and streams and animals and things like that.
Yeah, I guess you... you know what? Maybe that would be ideal. Like, kind of like a small town. to where it's, you know, it's not, you know, I mean, you still got, like, food everywhere and shit, you know, like, you know, you got Chef Bard, you know, you got your grocery store or Walmart or whatever, but at the same time, you know, it's not too hard, or not, you don't got to go too far to, like, shoot a deer.
That's it, like, so when do you think the point where food, like canned food, like the Chef Boyardee and like the chunky soup starts becoming scarce? Like, what time period do you think that starts not being something? Because I agree with you. For a long time, if like there are zombies running around, right, like the zombies aren't picking up the canned goods. You know what I mean? Right. Like, they're not shopping in Walmart. And I imagine those places would be kind of, it'd be dangerous to go to.
Right.
So people aren't going to be able to get that stuff out of there, but then it's there.
Right.
Like, at what point does that become like, going into those places become almost impossible, or they're super scarce because crews have come through and just wiped it out?
Right. That's true.
Like, at what time frame? Do you think it's like, is it a year? Is it 2 years? Is it a month?
I would say probably less than a year.
You think less than a year before, like, the food starts becoming, like, scarce? Like, you're hunting out there. Like, you can still find canned goods, but you're hunting for it in, right, a year.
I would say, I don't know, just there's no way to be able to tell, but I mean there is, but not right now. I don't know, like 6 months or something before, okay, shit starts.
So we start running into that. At this point in our timeline, we're starting to
need a whole new plan.
We start running into the point where, like, you have to start looking for food. So, which brings to my next point. So now that, let's say that you've moved your family successfully up north.
Right.
You've moved your family up north. There, to a small town where you can, it's easier to survive. You don't have to worry about like the disease
from
the
city. Not as many people. Not as much disease.
Not as many zombies.
And you can go out and find some wildlife if you need to.
If you needed to. One of your crew did not make it. Which one doesn't make it?
That's fucked up to say.
I gotta be real. Like, you think everybody's gonna make it at this point?
I'd rather not say who would probably make it.
Someone's gotta go. You gotta say. It's too, like...
Fuck. You're gonna really make me say...
Yes! Nobody lives forever. Apocalypse or no apocalypse, they're gonna die eventually.
Oh, man.
If you don't say, I'll pick it.
All right, you pick.
I'll pick it?
Yeah, you pick.
I gotta say... Let's see. If I have to pick, who's going? How old's your mom?
55.
Okay, so she's still pretty young. I'm actually gonna say your brother-in-law.
Okay.
Because I think that you would try to shelter, like, your mother and your sister.
Right.
And that it would be you and your brother-in-law going out. Right. And from the way you've described it, it sounds like his ass would get bit. Or, like, you know, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I think I might have saved you for something. I think you probably would have thought somebody else.
Right.
I don't know of your mother's health.
Right.
So, I don't know I'm going to assume, but 55 isn't that old. That's pretty young.
Yeah.
So, I'll assume that she's in pretty good health. So, but... Once again, now you have... She's still older. So now you're carrying the weight with one less person.
Mm-hmm.
To help you. Because, I mean, he might not... Your brother-in-law might not have been your ideal partner.
Right.
But he was somebody that can do something. So now, more of the burden is on you.
Right. That's true. I mean, in that sense, you might be looking to crew up.
So now are you looking to crew up? That's the other thing, too. Is I think, by this point, the people that have survived... are the ones that are willing to do what it takes.
Right.
Like, they're the ones that will run up in the house with the kids, right, to take the house.
Yeah. That's true. But, I mean, at that point, if you've got to move, if you're moving, you're out, you're pretty desperate to...
Yeah, you're desperate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, fuck.
And I don't mean this as an insult. I could totally see you crewing up. Like, I could see you, I could, like, by this time, I could see you being the leader of your own band of really bad dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
How bad? Not that bad.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad. I mean, you started this with, I already have a bug out bag with hella guns. Like, you started out in this place.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I mean, to your credit, you were also the person that was like, I can't leave my roommate.
Right.
So... I could see it going either way. Like there, I think there is that inner like animal in you, that inner like we gotta do what we need to do to survive. I don't know why your voice would get like that, but where it gets like really low and like you don't say a whole lot and you got like a lot of weird scars for no reason. So I don't know what you mean when you get scars and like everything's covered in dirt and you don't say a lot. You're starting to grow into beard.
Yeah, maybe. I already know some pretty bad dudes.
That's what I mean. It's just, like
that have a lot of guns. I don't know.
So you've made it up north. It's your sister, your roommate, your mom. You're trying to survive up there.
My niece.
Your niece. Oh, your
one child.
Was that the one that you thought was gonna go?
No.
Okay. Oh man, dude, you were like, you're putting yourself in a really bad position, man. You have a lot of people to look after.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people to look after. Is your sister pretty capable? Do you think that she can, like... That was a head shake no. This is radio. That was a head shake no. So, no. So, like, you've, like, you're the alpha of this group. Like, they're depending on you.
Pretty... Probably, yeah.
So, I definitely... I think there's, like, there's gonna be situations where you come back after being out, like, looking for food. Like... with blood spatter on you.
Right.
Like a man blood spatter. Like, where'd you find all these guns? Like, just found them on the side of the road. Right. Don't ask.
Yeah. I don't like this game anymore. This shit is depressing.
It is. That's the point of it. It's not supposed to be like fun and entertaining.
Yeah. So, like, maybe a small rural town that didn't have very many people, hopefully. So there's still a lot of readily available food, but I mean, maybe there's like a lake nearby where you can go fishing.
Okay.
You know what? Fishing. I could fish.
Yeah. Well, anybody could fish.
I may not be able to like track down a deer, but
the fish aren't going anywhere. They're in the pond.
Yeah.
They don't go anywhere.
That's renewable resource right there.
You can overfish a lake. I don't think
not
you
just
could.
Me by myself though.
It's not just you by yourself. It's you and your family and anybody else in the area that has that same idea.
Yeah, but there's a lot less people in the area that are interested in
how many
fish.
Lakes are there in Arizona though? Like,
there's a shit ton of lakes.
Are there really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I've never been up there. I don't know the area. My impression is that there isn't as many as you would think, and there are a lot of people that are going to try to go north and have the same plan.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, but what else do you do? What are you going to do? Build a, you know, a fort or whatever? Start raising rabbits?
Okay. So, I think we're going to start bringing this to a close. It's a year in now.
Okay.
It's just, it's you, your mother, your roommate, your sister. Did I say her already? And yeah. Your niece.
Right.
Depending on you. What is your realistic survival projections for the next 6 months?
6 months? That's hard to say without being in the situation.
Realistically. I mean, because honestly, like, it sounds like you've done some pretty gnarly stuff. Like, your plan was to go out and, like, get food. You probably had to spend a lot of that ammo on the zombies. So I can't imagine you got a ton of it left. There's a lot of people. Like, you can go through 100 rounds real quick.
Right. You're right. Oh.
Realistic. It's okay. It's okay to be depressing. Not everyone's going to make it. I think a year is a good run. Okay, how about this?
For some reason, I'm thinking in that scenario, in that place like that, I'm thinking food is more of an issue than actual zombies.
I'll give you this. You're up north. Give me a separate survival rating percentage for the next 6 months for you and your group, and one that's just you.
Just me?
Yeah. Like, if there's a point where, like, what do you think the chances of just you surviving? And whatever you have to do to survive, whether it's leave your group, go out on your own, but if it's just you, the chances that you will survive the next 6 months?
Probably zero. I mean...
On your own? Do you think it's zero?
On my own?
Yes.
I don't think I would want to.
Doesn't matter what you want to do. Nobody wants to do this.
Right.
It's not what you want to do.
No, I'm saying, like, what's there to stick around for if I'm just by myself?
So that's a good question. If your group is wiped out, no more family, do you walk off into the woods with one bullet?
Probably.
Okay.
In fact, definitely.
Definitely? Okay. Because there's a point, too, where, like, even I'm like, dude, if there's no internet, like, I don't want to live. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know if I'll survive those first weeks, like, because I don't know if I have that in me.
No more fucking Bosa?
Yeah. Don't it? Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, the things you'd miss? I don't know if I could survive. So, we've established that your family's not around. You're not around.
Yeah.
So, what do you think the chances of your family surviving? Out of percentage.
I mean, probably not pretty good.
Not pretty good?
Not at all.
What do you say, like 30%?
Probably
30%?
That's fair.
That's fair. And I think a year and 6 months, a year and a half, that's a pretty long time. You had a good run at it.
Right.
You had a good run. And I think your downfall was probably your big heart. It probably was. Or your willingness to say them, to like try to get across town. Because there's a lot of points in this where you're dead.
Right.
Trying to get over there, you're dead.
That's true.
Bringing your roommate, you're dead. Trying to stay in the city and like provide for people, you're dead. Like, all right. To close out the show, I'm going to do this all the time. I'm going to ask people this question. Things have gone really, really bad. And as you say, food becomes an issue.
Right.
Food, you are starving. And it's come to that point. You have to eat a person. You can eat whoever you want. Anyone.
Okay.
I'll give you any person that is alive today, who would you eat?
I would eat...
And it's not... You don't get their powers or anything by eating them. Like, you can't say, I'm going to eat fucking LeBron James and I'm going to get really strong and fast. Like...
I'm going to absorb all this steroids.
Yeah. You're going to absorb all of his genetics. No. But you get to eat one person.
Christina Hendricks.
You're going to eat her?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
I'm a germaphobe. I don't like people. But I like her.
You like her?
Yeah.
She's the one person you'd eat?
Not the one person, but if I had to pick one.
If you had to pick one. Yeah. If you had to pick one person, that's the one person you'd eat. That's your last meal?
She looks pretty fucking tasty.
Okay. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Because I thought somebody would pick somebody for revenge. You know what I mean? Like, I hate this motherfucking boss. I'm going to eat him.
No.
But that's a good one. I like that. Let's go on to positive. Right?
Yeah.
Let's go to positive. Well, and with that, that'll conclude our the first taping of Bug Out Bag. I like to thank Devin.
Yeah.
Thanks, Devin.
Thank you.
That was good.
I might be off for the rest of the day.
This messed you up for the rest of the day? I think, well, that's my goal here. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Till next time, I'm Paul, and I'll see you guys later.